Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is Tuesday. It's November 15th, 2022, and it's 9:41 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. Had to get up really early this morning to give this report. There's just so much to do. You guys had me in the lab early this morning. Many of you are waking up and realizing what's happening, and the collapse is underway, and it could be that what we have is what we got. And very good video. I've listened to much of this video presentation this lady's making here. Lots of related articles. And I'm trying to make this a shorter report. Not kidding you, I have 10,000 things to do. And first thing, you had a report from yesterday that yesterday was like the longest report ever. And this is the deep quake. You can see the unzipping happening. I didn't anticipate that this was going to happen. The big deep quakes happening at below the transition zone. See that number right there? 660. See this number right here? 665 below the transition zone. Gigantic and deep. And the deep quakes, you see this one is following the pattern of the unzipping that took place along the fault lines previously. And now this is happening. We're going to watch to see if larger, this one just struck, right? We'll see if Crow Islands get struck with a deep earthquake event. It's like the unzipping phenomenon, but it's not fault line. It's way, way, way down below. Below where the subduction of the plates are touching. Way down below there. In the bottom of the transition zone. And on the around here in South America too. So stay tuned. This is the whole week I'm showing you again. It's just phenomenal what's happening. And you can see that the large number of events. Puerto Rico. These generally average 13 kilometer depth. And you're seeing these at the 6 and the 9, less than the 10 and more than the 10. They're averaging about 10 inside of the quake storm area. A lot of peripheral activity, but not as widely scattered as, well, let me look at it again before I finish this statement. Well, yeah, I'd have to say there's quite a large number coming out of the major quake storm area. These are generally around 40. These are 90 to some of those down to 132 now. And looking at the magnitudes, there's nothing in the 5 magnitude range. Nothing even in the 4 magnitude range. So things are, I wanted to see if there's anything in the 4s. Nope, up to 3.9. Okay. So that's for the last week. This is just for the last day since you've had a report. That's quite a, what we've had in the last 2 days is a week's worth of activity that we've had recently. High number of events coming out of Puerto Rico quake storm area, still rather slow at Hawaii. And that's about it. Weaponizing COVID to promote collectivism. I'm going to, yes, COVID is weaponized. The weaponization of everything in our environment against us is what's taking place. The biological weapon, the FBI, the IRS, CIA, all the lettered agencies have been weaponized against us. Then related to this article, toxic vaccine ingredient SM-102 connected to Epstein Genome Project. If it's connected to this project, it's connected to the China Genome Project being run by the Chinese for the House of Rothschild. There's a lot of bad stuff happening behind the scenes. Things that I hope you're not using Ancestry.com, any of those services. Any information you send is exposing your bloodline, your children, your parents, your cousins, everybody. You don't want to do that. Then CDC director caught red-handed with damning database. It's genocide. The evidence is 100% genocide. It's obvious what they're doing. And nobody's doing anything about it, like the election. It's obvious that they're cheating, and nobody's doing anything about it. So I'm going to show you some comments. I've been doing some commenting and listening to some videos and as we go through those links. Sudden death and turbo cancer. Canadian doctor speaks out. And one of the last links that I pulled up, just you guys didn't send me a link in about what's going on at our hospitals. But I have a little bit of information from a family member of not my direct family, but she's 90 years old, about to be 90 years old, and her cancer that's been in remission has now exploded. And yes, she's a vaxxer. And she was brought to the emergency room because of gigantic inflammation that's taking place in her body. And whenever she was admitted, because she gave verbal testimony over the telephone this morning, then there was a new wing of this hospital that had not been used yet. They opened up the wing because they had people everywhere. They opened up the wing and it filled up. They filled it up with people right away. No beds left over in the new wing that they just built. They're going to have to start using, putting people in the hallways again, like they have been. And then they're going to have, they don't have another wing built. And this is November, and the peak of the activity they're expecting is in February. So crisis to the hospitals. And it's not just down in Florida. I mean, it's already happening down in Florida. That should tell you. If you look at the news, you'll see, if you just look, pull up the weather, you'll see that Florida is one place that's been spared so far. I'm sure it's 32 outside and snow on the ground out here in northwest Arkansas. Then, is COVID dysregulating, they made up a word there, our immune systems? And the answer to that's going to be yes. And that, there's a lot, see that podbean.com media? There's a lot of information right here. I mean, if you want to do the deep dive into what's happening, this fellow here is doing podcasts, or this team, or whoever it is. I have not been able to explore that yet, but I went down the list and looked at their topics, and holy cow, they're doing a pretty good job of covering the topics. New study sheds light on stroke recovery. The information is this looks like hope. This looks like something good. What's reported in this article is not very good. How about the strokes? Talk about the blockages, the hemorrhagic strokes, and just more evidence that we're dealing with a biological weapon. And nobody's doing anything about it. Conflict, Ukraine, is a hybrid war. Any of these articles down here could be up here at the top. But the sit rep, is something big coming? Do you think? Yes, something's big coming. G20 host issues. New Cold War warning. Cold War warning. Humanity marks major milestone. This is Indonesia in the meeting, and they see what's happening. And we'll look at that article a bit whenever we pass through. Humanity marks major milestone, 8 billion. Israel refuses to cooperate with FBI probe in a journalist's death. There's some nasty language in the translation from the Israelis, what's going on. Making a grave mistake in running that investigation. The reason that's going to be a grave mistake, the chances are over 85% that the journalist was killed by the CIA. And so the FBI sticks their nose in there, and it turns up that it's the CIA that killed her. That's going to be a grave mistake. That's my interpretation of all the evidence that I've seen in this case so far. Poland to normalize Russia's Gazprom assets, grab pipelines. How do you think that's going to go? It's not only Poland, it's also Germany. So the pipelines that run from Russia through their countries, they're thinking that what they're going to do is they're going to appropriate those for themselves, and they're going to buy natural gas from somebody, like the United States or somebody. And they're going to utilize that infrastructure, and that Russia is just going to allow that to happen. Russia can take those out with a cruise missile in no time. One of the hypersonic missiles before anybody even knows what, just to be a giant hole in the ground before you even know what happens. This is the type of thing that happens that leads, that brings NATO into the conflict more and more and more. So this is throwing gasoline on an already raging fire, if you ask me. So you are under control. French elites privately fear U.S. and new research explains why. It's not just the French. There's a pattern here. It's not good. The digital ID will merge your identity and reputation into trust scores. That's the Chinese model. And so this is like a comparison. See Russia and China over here. The intelligence services worry about American economic warfare more than, you know, like what Biden just did. If you're going to work for China and you're going to work in their chip industry, then you're going to sacrifice your citizenship. And so all the Americans had to do the same thing that illegal aliens would have to do here if there was no place for them to work. They had to leave their jobs, and they had to get out of the country. And so that's another form of warfare. You know, China didn't like that very much. They're depending on the brains of the Americans for the chips. And that's going to make them want to lean more on Taiwan now, isn't it? So this is, again, Biden's handlers stoking fires of war with China. So at some point, China's best option is going to be to invade the United States, the way that this picture is shaping up. And that goes, this is probably where the sit rep should be. Something big coming. Because he's noticing, the Monkey Works guy, he's noticing strange patterns in what's happening with the military aircraft. And those are the ones that we can see. The situation update, crypto 9/11 underway, while Republican leaders stay silent about triggered elections. And I did notice that my comment did get posted, and I was going to reword this at the end. After all the information for the last 2 years has been sent to the Health Ranger on the Black Star, the Super Plume, biological weapon, even on the Hydra, carbon-based / silicon-based life form, the hybrid, that's what the clots are. 99.9% sure about that. After working with my team from Terrell's research group, there's about a dozen of them. That's what we're working toward. And Billy Hayes and physicists, biophysicist types, that's what got the group in trouble was sodium borate, the nanofilament replication inhibitor, and that going to 1 million people a month. Just doing too many radio shows and exposing that information is why the Terrell's research group had to be disbanded, over 300 members. But we learned a lot that is carrying over into this investigation. And one of the things learned is about the transhumanism and the use of the digital space-based HARP carrier wave. Almost nobody even knows is there. It's passing through your body right now. That's how AI communicates with the nanobots. That's why sodium borate. That's what I recommend you put in your system. Really don't think AI cares one way or another about what is shared now. We're beyond their failsafe. We're beyond the point where nobody can stop them. And since so few people pay attention to what I'm saying, then looks like that we're going to be good to go. Oh, very good interview that's taking place. I'm going to show you the military fella. That he's from Texas, and the guy Mike Adams is interviewed. If you haven't heard, I highly, highly recommend that interview. Then this is the answer to your DOD complicit. Why is the DOD complicit question? It's the same at the beginning. He's like, why is the GOP not complaining about the election? The election's being stolen. And when it's so plainly obvious, it's plainly obvious, and nobody's doing anything. McConnell's not doing anything because he's part of it. They're all part of it. It's, the truth is what I've been telling you all along. They know they're living in a 2012 Deep Impact Contagion movie. They know it's real, and they're going to the underground arc cities. Anybody that's just coming in, the new, the freshmen, the people in the election, if they get set down and told there's something coming from space, super plume is going to explode under our feet, biological weapons going to be activated. If we don't do what we're told to do, then we're all going to die. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to want their place in the dark city. Anybody that needs to be brought along, and there's going to be not another word said after that. That's what's happening in the background of all the events that you're seeing, and why nobody's doing a darn thing about any of it, and why nobody's going to do anything about any of it. Good cop, bad cop, distraction after distraction after distraction. So this is what was written to them. And then at the end here, I say the question is, why has a health ranger a natural... pardon me. Pardon me. Trying to lose my voice too. Why has the health ranger in Natural News and Brighteon not shared any of the Black Star Superplume related information sent for the last 2 years? Not anything. They bring Percy. He's interviewing everybody on the planet. But nobody knows anything about the Black Star, the Superplume, or anything like that. So his people are walking zombies. In my view. They don't realize that the colloidal silver is not going to help them. They need to be on nano silver. That needs to be 5 nanometer particle size and smaller. And that's for the biological weapon. Then the sodium borate, extremely, 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 extremely important. And then, for neutralizing all Black Star related threats, you must be in an underground position for a period. So there's safe zones, and then there's safe zones that have underground environments. That's why I'm in Northwest Arkansas. So, sending all people ranger buckets, I have ranger buckets. Making sure they have sat phones, great. Give them all the information on the collapsible ARs and all that. Great, great information. Doesn't do them any good if you leave out the part about the Black Stars coming to terraform the planet. That is the destruction that comes suddenly, like birth pangs upon a woman with child, 1 Thessalonians 5. What do you think causes the destruction to come suddenly whenever everybody's saying peace and safety? And I'm hearing the peace and safety message coming through the health ranger way too much. Oh, we're going to make it through this. We're going to go to the other side. We're going to have your health bucket. You're going to have your ranger buckets, and we're all, it's all going to be good. The fellow that he's interviewing has the numbers really, really close. Out of the 100 people, only 9 are going to be able to bring back the survivors. 80% are just going to be walking targets. And that the numbers that he's giving come from history. And it's going to be true. I agree with it 100%. And to get yourself into the less than 10%, then you have to do the things that unsuccessful people are unwilling or unable to do. And that means identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute those plans on time. Join with like-minded people. That they keep saying it over and over again in the interview. Join with, you have to join with like-minded people. So I have a good program. Highly, highly recommend. If nothing else, get your threat assessment information. Know if you're in a safe zone or not. And if you're in Austin, Texas, you are not in a safe zone. Most of Texas is not. You go far enough west, you can be. But then you still have to be underground. You have cavern formations out there. You have a group of people that you can work with. Because working with like-minded people is extremely important. Digging a hole in the backyard and crawling in it is not going to work. Next, major rivers around the world are experiencing drought at the same time. Why? This because people want to blame it on geoengineering. And that could be part of it. I'm willing to say it could be part of it. But the Black Stars nearing proximity, the inner core is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Those horn formations are pushing up into the rocky type magma further and further and drying things out. The Earth is getting hotter. And people say, and even Mike Adams says, oh, that global warming is a myth. No, it is absolute truth. It's happening because of the Invisible collapse, binary twin to our sun, coming closer. All the planets in this inner solar system are heating up, while the sun appears to be going to sleep. Grand solar minimum, anybody? But that's not the truth. The magnetic portal connection that connects the star to the star, the black star, that conduit is being used to drain the energy from the sun. It looks like it's going to sleep into a modern minimum, but it's not. We're in the minimum in the cycle. Yeah, we're going into solar cycle 25. Yeah, but the solar output is diminished. But the Earth is still heating up because of the magnetic portal connection coming from the black star to the Earth. Like Jupiter's heating up because of the magnetic portal connection from the black star to Jupiter. So that's the reason why, but almost no, if you can't see the black star, you can never make sense of what's going on. If you don't know what a magnetic portal connection is, you can never connect the dots of what's going on. So that's the reason why. Earth loses ability to sustain life with nearing black star proximity. That's what's happening. The kings of old knew all about the black star. And it came every 3,600 years. People lived to be thousands of years old. It was easier for them. The same king ruled. If you look, Halley's Bible Handbook, it's around page, depends on the edition you get, just over 100. You'll see a listing of kings. The longest reigning king, 48,000 years. You think that king didn't know about the black star coming every 3,600 years? Of course he did. And so they prepared for it. They knew what to do. But now things changed. Every time the black star comes, people live to be a different age. Before Noah, thousands of years old people would live. After Noah, 120 years. After Moses, the black star came again. Things change. 70 years. We're in that 70 years, 70 right now. And after the black star comes and leaves, people once again live to be thousands of years old. That's what the scriptures say. And it makes perfect sense to me. When you see the black star, you know what caused the flood. You see what can cause the sudden destruction in a May black star Earth crossing event. And you can see what fulfills Matthew 24 too. In November, in a fall time crossing event, when the black star has already reached perihelion, already turned the sun dark, and it's on its way out. The whole thing makes perfect sense to me as a researcher and looking over all the evidence. Then, yeah, all these harbingers of doom are popping up. And this is what I reported on for you on yesterday. This is really going to be a shorter report. Reporting on one day instead of the whole weekend. Now, you can use Zelle. Those of you that unsubscribe because of PayPal, if you really want to support the research, you want to get back in, you can use Zelle. All right here. How to set up Zelle is right down here. I mean, you can just Google it for yourself. Just click on this right here. It'll take you right to the website. And then my name, the dollar sign, and my name on Cash App. And I have another one too. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I'll pull that one, but dust that one off. Give you guys as many options as possible. If you can't use PayPal, I can send you a PayPal notification and you can use any credit card. And then if you don't want to do that and you want to use Zelle, Zelle's available. You likely have it connected to your online account, banking, checking account right now and don't even know it. I didn't realize it, or I would have done it sooner. And then, so you can use Cash App or write me an email at this address right here. If none of those will work for you, write me right here and you can have a P.O. box that you can send a check to. We can go that way. So there's all the options in the world to get your subscription and get your Nano Silver. Subscribe, get your Nano Silver for a discount. This lady right here, really good. You've heard a lot of the information that the same information that you've got for me, she's going to recite all together in 27 minutes. Pretty good presentation. Tosca vaccine ingredient, SM-102, Epstein Genome Project. For me, I still believe this guy, this Epstein guy, he's still trotting around. There's other people. Can't give you any details. The people that are connected to the higher ups around here, They're supposedly dead. No body or anything. They're supposedly dead. They're billionaires. And they're disappearing. Like Epstein, they're disappearing. And r relatives and body doubles and all kinds of things are taking place. They're moving to the underground arc cities, if you ask me. That's what's happening. CDC director caught red-handed with damning database. Walensky proves she's guilty of mass murder, which that's what they all are. But if you're going to the underground Ark City, you have to play ball with them. And if she's not going to do it, somebody else is. And she knows it. So she's like Jen Psaki and the rest of them. They get up right up there in front of the TV, put their mug right up into the camera, and lie. They think that they're saving the world because they're saving the elite. They know that 95% of the population of the world is going to be wiped out by the Black Star and the super plume. They can only survive underground. There's not enough room for everybody. And so she stands up and says, "Hey, there's something coming from space." They probably think she was crazy, like people think I'm crazy, right? But then there's a chance that nobody's going to be saved. Everybody goes crazy. Sudden death, turbo cancer. Canadian doctor speaking out here. A minute, an hour and 4 minutes, which you guys know that. Sudden death from the vax. It's killing them all kinds of ways. And then the turbo cancer, like with our relative, that is just exploding. So you're going to see more and more of the hospitals. When we go through, get here close to the end, I just pulled up some search links. You'll see that scans, the cancer screening and things like that, we're going to get back into that where they're not going to be done. So people that go once a year, they might not have had their screening from the last time they should have, and they're not going to get the next one either. All of a sudden, their cancers, if they're a vaxxer, chance, or they've been transfected, the chances are that what's happening to our relative is going to happen to them too. They're going to wind up going to the hospital, and if they cut them open and the air hits it, I have a lot of experience of watching people happen. One example is a left-handed mason. You don't see a lot of left-handed masons in the masonry trade when I was younger. And this guy was a chain smoker, and at the time I wasn't a smoker. I've smoked a few times in my life, always quit. But he was a chain smoker, and I remember making a comment to him that those cancer, you know, those cowboy killers are going to get you. And he says, "Oh, I've been doing it for 40 years, blah, 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 blah." And he had to go in for a checkup, and they found his cancer, and they opened him up, and the air hit it, and he was dead in 2 weeks after I said that to him. He looked perfectly fine. He went in, they found it, they thought they were going to, it was operable. They opened him up, gone right away. Just a little story that popped in my mind from my experiences is deregulating our immune system. See, this is the reason that I shared with you. I went down this list. How does COVID-19 damage the lungs? And Ontario education worker worker labor strife. And you go, these are kind of like boots on the ground, the boots on the ground guy, what's happening right there and right in front of them. And here's all kinds of podcast information. Sure, I wanted to share that with you guys. Then I just realized I didn't put the Dow up and didn't put the price of silver up for today. New study sheds light on the stroke recovery. Lots and lots of information that's in here, and it's all bad. Conflict of Ukraine is a hybrid war. And so it's going to go on and talk about how the war is really with NATO, and that's the way things are already, and that the way that I see things are going to continue to get worse. With the movement of with the NATO, like Germany and Poland, what they're doing, that's going to infuriate Russia. And with Britain and the United States blowing up the pipelines, the only reason, in my view, the only reason that Russia hasn't lashed out more is because he's reading a script and he's going to lash out when he's told to. So doing things now is going to get him a little bit too far ahead of the game. Whenever you guys send me the Monkey Works guy, then it would be very helpful because he's making a point. somewhere in this video, and much of what he shows, so I've seen a number of his reports, doesn't seem to be pertinent to, is something big coming? And so if you could say at 18 minutes and 29 seconds, that's where he starts talking about, because he covers everything under the sun in his reports. The nugget that I'm looking for is the part about is something big. There's got to be a 1 minute in here somewhere. On a day like today, I'm just rushed and I can't do the deep dive. All I'm going to do is share you the link and tell you I hunted around and I couldn't find it. G20 host issues new Cold War warning. This is Indonesia. This is where the G20 is being held. And he's worried because he sees what's going on with Beijing. He sees what's going on with Moscow and the troops. And especially if he's looking over on the other side, NATO side, and seeing what's going on with Poland and Germany and the bad winter. You can see here in the United States, it usually begins snowing here in Arkansas just after Thanksgiving. And this is now the second snow that we've had, and it's only the middle of November. So the heating bills are going to be going up and up and up, and more people are going to be having to decide whether they're going to eat or whether they're going to put diesel in their vehicle and go to town and eat something. Humanity marks a major milestone. This is one of the counterpoints to the eugenics program. If Rockefeller Gates eugenics is doing such a bang-up job, how come the population isn't going down faster? Israel refuses to cooperate with the FBI probe in a journalist's death, this lady right here. And this is the part, the decision taken by the U.S. Justice Department to conduct the investigation into the tragic passing is a mistake. Hebrew version of the message was formulated in harsher terms, labeling U.S. sanctions a grave mistake. And without reading further, for me, and following the lettered agencies and following the, particularly the CIA black ops budget, it moved from over a decade ago, from $60 billion to over $100 billion. Black operations are going on all around the world, all the time. CIA ops are happening, and the CIA operatives and assets are killing other CIA operatives and assets. Because it's so intense and so intensive, things are happening so quick that people get killed. And then they go, oh, my bad. I didn't know he was with us. That kind of thing is happening. That's not going to be the case here. This is not an asset. But that kind of thing happens. And it seems like as the budget is going to continue to grow, it's going to happen more and more and more. This right here, that's my interpretation of what's happening here. Whenever the Israelis are telling the FBI, no, you don't want to look any further, it's because there's U.S. involvement. And that's going to likely be the CIA. The international version of the FBI, pretty much. Poland to nationalize Russia's Gazprom assets. The pipeline grabs. So, hey, we'll just take this pipeline and we will make a connection over here and we'll get the ships from the United States and we'll use this for distribution. Except for Russia paid for that. And that's Russian property. And that can be destroyed, very, very easily. That could be destroyed by Russian assets that are in Germany right now. The Russians, just like the Americans, just like the Chinese, have operatives in every nation on the planet. That's part of their intelligence and counterintelligence that they're doing all the time. There are people walking around, the Russians that are walking around right here, that's, if Putin wants it not to happen, it can look like a German did it. Or anybody that Russian, they don't have to use, unless they want to send a message, they'll send a Tomahawk missile. Or, cruise missile, that type. Or hypersonic missile if they want to make sure it doesn't get shot down. Or taken over. The hacking of the hardware and the software inside those missiles, that's the war that you never hear about. So chances are, the hypersonic programs, intensify because of the ability of the enemy to take over your missile. So if they don't have time, they can't take it over, even if they have the ability. The NSA, even if they have the capability, if they don't know about that it happened until after it's over, they don't have the opportunity to redirect and redeploy that element. This is you are under control. French elites privately fear U.S. and these new research explains why. So Biden and his handlers are deliberately guaranteeing that the United States and the petrodollar are going to be rejected by the entire freaking world. That's what's going on. And with the election scandals that are going on, even though the Republicans aren't resisting because they're all one giant party, then the United States is looking more and more like a third world country and belligerent to other nations. The other nations are feeling it because they're having to shed their reserve dollars. The nations that are going to sit there and hold their dollars are watching their currency being destroyed. And they're damned if they do and damned if they don't type of a situation. And the bad guy is the U.S. And so fear of the U.S. is what's leading people around the world, leaders of nations, to join BRICS, even if they were only half thinking about it. What they're seeing here in the United States, and more, the Republicans are making the case that this is one of the biggest crime bosses in the whole wide world. And so China's looking pretty good. Putin, he's looking pretty good too. And BRICS, and what they're doing behind the scenes with the economics and the new world reserve currency, get rid of your dollars. They're telling everybody, hey, and if you default on your dollars, loans, don't worry about it. You can join BRICS, no problem. The messaging is, if you have loans with the IMF or whoever, and it's dollars, don't worry about it. Don't even pay it. You can join us. So that's music to the ears of all these nations that are going to run, if Russia wants them to. So if in South America, they're going to join Brazil and join BRICS Plus. If they're in Africa, they're going to join South Africa and join BRICS. If they're in the Middle East, they're going to join Saudi Arabia now and OPEC Plus and join BRICS. Because you see what's happening? Everybody's being ripped away from petrodollar. And it's just a matter of time. When Project Sandman is executed, the dollar is going to be, the hyperinflation is going to be here way, way rapidly. Then listen to quite a bit the crypto underway. Republican leaders stay silent. That's the one where I left the comment, and it got posted. Major rivers around the world. That's because of the Black Star. And then these harbingers of doom are popping up everywhere. I mean, Strange Sounds is on it, and this the Oarfish. Whenever you get those deep quakes, the kind that I'm talking about. This one's happening in Chile. This happened in Japan. This happening all around Pacific Ocean, Ring of Fire. Pardon me. And that is the fish right there you do not want to see. He comes up from, he lives in the depths. You don't want to see him. When he's coming up, there's something not right. And there's something not right. You see, this is in Chile. See the deep quake struck over there? You get about half a dozen of those in South America per year. Weather warfare over Australia, 4.2 million bolts registered within 48 hours. That's a lot of bolting. Okay, so this is from an older story. It was sent in by Cat. 1,700-mile crack across the U.S. passing through Yellowstone discovered by scientists. I looked at the mapping. Is this the article that goes along with it? Looking at the mapping, and they say there's a crack that's coming across here, and I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying it because this is cutting through the North American Craton. You're going to tell me that there's a crack that's 200 and where this area is, 240 kilometers deep. This is crisscrossing substrata. You have layers that are crisscrossed like plywood. There's absolutely no way that there's a crack that's cracked all the way through here. The crust is thin out here. Yep, I buy this, I buy this, I buy this, I don't buy this. Don't see it. I don't see any way possible that is. This, if you go back to Pangaea and the continents, the from my research, then it's a lot. The Appalachians right here. You know, there's a fault line here that's pushed together so tightly it doesn't move. That's going to move later. Whenever New Madrid goes off, this is going to sink. This is going to create the space for this fault to be activated. And then this is going to shake the Appalachian mountain range apart. But this is, these are the two opposite ends of Pangaea that went all the way around the world and pushed together right here. So yes, there's a crack right here. But this is off of the edge of the North American Craton. So I'm not buying, I'm not buying this. The, this is a kind of a funny story. The Wrath of Nancy. The NBC correspondent, this fellow here, suspended after a viral report on Paul Pelosi. This is the third person thing. I don't, can't spend much time in this area. But this guy here was on the case and going to solve the case. It kind of reminds me of Dan Rather interviewing. He was in New York. Giuliani. After the 9/11 attacks. And how did Giuliani know that World Trade Center 7 was coming down? How did they know to empty it that morning before the first of the Twin Towers was struck? How did they know? And whenever Giuliani was asked that question, he didn't have an answer. And Dan Rather, he came in after Walter Cronkite. He was one of the biggest propaganda artists in the world right after Walter Cronkite. And he was done. This guy here's done too, because he stepped on the wrong toes with this story right here. There was some crazy stuff happening at the Pelosi house that night. That's why there was nobody there in security. Just think about it. If you have Secret Service, you have security, and you want to have a private moment, you say, hey, guys. And then when everybody shows up, there were three people there, not two. So they gave them a story. The evidence doesn't support their story, though. This guy was onto it. Now, this is what happens. Like if it was the Clintons, or, you know, it was Pelosi. And so it's a two-tiered system of justice. And he found out the hard way that that's the truth. The United States is a third world banana republic, corrupt. There are a few countries that are more corrupt than us right here. World Economic Forum scrubs the FTX page following the crypto exchange implosion. There's a whole lot of people trying to clean up their mess after the cryptocurrency crisis that's playing out as we speak. If you guys are paying attention to my reports, I've always told you never, ever have anything to do with any cryptocurrency. Now, they're going to try to bring out the Fed version of the digital currency, and that is to enslave every American. So I hope that you have resources. I'm doing my best to have the resources available to be able to barter and do other things, and we'll see what happens. It could be that I'm going to have to shut things down and not be able to provide you guys with, I can make the reports, but not provide you the subscriptions and NanoSilver and the Mystery Explained and things like that. It depends if the currency changes here on December the 18th, they say, and everything has to go digital, and they're going to take your blood and they're going to give you the social credit score and all, and, you know, I'm not a New World Order guy. Never planned to be. And you can see I'm kind of a little chicken in the grand scheme of things, and I'm just happy being a little chicken. And things could radically change. I highly recommend that you get your subscription, get your Dropbox folder link so you have access, and then get your NanoSilver just in case. We don't know what's going to be the trigger that you cannot get any more NanoSilver from me. We don't know what it is. Mike Adams says the same thing. Get what you can while you can, because we don't know whenever we're not going to be able to make any more shipments. It could be the U.S. Postal Service after the activation of the biological weapon and there's no more deliveries. That could be the thing. So first, Walmart. Now this leaked report shows how big the crisis is going to get. This is the fellow here that I wish would, Tony, is that his name? I wish he would put the links to the articles that he shows in the description box. But you guys know that things are about to get bad.
Institutions that were once the pillars of the West economy are now starting to go under. Just this month, Credit Suisse was forced to restructure itself after losing half of the company's stock value in only a year. Deutsche Bank is also facing some serious losses, with their stock price dropping by over a quarter in recent months.
Amen. Whenever people go into default, you see all these businesses that can't pay their rent, and they have lines of credit with these banks. And so those people that have the lines of credit, they're going to default. They're going to get every nickel that they can out, try to keep their thing going. It's not going to work. And then they're done. No more line of credit. But who gets the loss? The bank. Whole bunch of bank defaults. And at some point, it's like when you go to town, get your money out of the bank. Leave enough in there for the bills. And get your resources into survivor-related things. That's the deal. Because the day is going to come whenever the bank all of a sudden decides if we're going to survive, then we're going to have to get something from our depositors. And bank holidays and no, you can't get your money. Cards aren't going to work because the bank won't let it. Because if they do, once this starts happening, the bank failures, and then people try to go get their money and they can't, it's going to be a wave that goes all across the country very rapidly. And the banks are going to have to shut everything down, because if they didn't, all the reserves would be taken by the people. And so for your own safety, peace and safety, that they have to not let you have your money. That's been going on in China for 2 years. That's what's coming to Europe, and that's what's coming here to the United States. So if you're sitting with a whole bunch of resources in the bank and you got your card and you think everything's going to be fine, you could lose everything. And I've been warning you guys as we go along. This is what's happening. Now you're seeing the evidence of it right here. Consumer advocates warn a growing number of households with smart meters are being cut off by the energy companies. Do you have a smart meter? Are you thinking of signing up for a smart meter? That's not the way to go. So if I had the smart meter thing on this house, then it would cause my solar panel system not to work whenever they didn't want it to work. I don't want anything like that. And with the water company and with the power company, I'm not contacting the water company, the power company or any of them to let them know about my backup systems. Don't want them to know about it. I don't want them to be able to use my solar panels as a resource for their grid. Don't want that. Those resources are for me and those who help me build the systems. People that David and Gary and David was just talking about here the other day that he might have to come over here whenever things get bad, just to take a shower. This will be a place where there's hot water, and this will be a place where there's going to be water, the power and the water and this and that and the other thing. So I'm selling my blood. Millions in the U.S. can't make ends meet with two jobs. More and more people are being squeezed. Before things started getting bad, before gas was going sky high, between 60 and 70% of the people were living paycheck to paycheck. What happens then? Whenever the price of fuel keeps going up, for every one penny that the price of the gas and the diesel goes up, that's $1 billion of disposable income, discretionary income, sucked out of the system. And so with the only reason that the gas prices are continuing to go up is because people can't afford it. They're being drained. And so the Biden's taking credit for the lowering whenever it's people going broke that's the cause. Not because we're doing more pumping, more drilling, and more refining. And this is Seth Hohouse. Practical talk on prepping and growing threats in the United States. As you can see, I was only able to get 2 seconds into this one. I have not been able to listen to this yet, but I will. And this was, I didn't catch this on the feed. Bonnie, I believe you're the one that sent this in, and you said, man, you need to share this. I said, okay, will do. Share this right here. Then the Corporal's Corner, if you haven't been exposed to him, the solo overnight building, do-it-yourself tree cabin in the rain. Buy some cheeseburgers. So this guy right here, look, he stacked up some logs here. If you have a tarp, you're a long way ahead of a lot of people. And then you have parachute cord, or you have that 180-pound test line. The green stuff is what I recommend. You can do so many things with it. So this guy is going to give you a lot of ideas on survival strategies and things like that. A lot of it appears to be structures.
Winter is only a few weeks away, and the overall mood of the nation is already becoming increasingly sour. It feels like food supply chain problems never seem to end. Unfortunately, millions of Americans will soon have even more reasons to be stressed about. As we head into the colder months, a historically bad harvest season means that our store shelves will become emptier than they already are. Shortages will become more widespread. Prices of many food products are about to explode in many supermarkets all across the country.
Amen. Hope you already have your food. Moving forward, the chances of vectoring of the biological weapon through the food increases. So if you already have your Keystone meats, then you're ahead of the game, in my view. So I'm glad that we've got all I think that we're ever going to need on the Keystone Meat Department. And back whenever it was really, really, it's less than $7 a can. And the last time we looked, it was $10 a can. And just imagine what it's going to be. The prediction is for even higher prices. I can imagine being $12 and even $20 a can for one can later in the timeline. So those of you who have cases and cases, you were smart to stock up, and you're still smart to stock up if you can get it. Because a lot of the ranchers have had to sell off their cattle for a litany of reasons, and that means a glut of animals that are being killed to fill the cans for right now. On the other side of that, there's going to be no supply. Hospitals are short of workers. See, I just Googled, and I was listening to the military guy that Mike Adams is interviewing, and he was talking about the keywords. And you guys asked me about that here just recently. Was it Kelly? Was that you? One of you. And so monitoring the keywords, my mind does automatically for some reason, and helps in my research. And whenever you see these keywords, the crisis and the emergency, he focused in on emergency. I've told you guys, whenever they're telling you the emergency, that's whenever they're getting ready to do something they don't ordinarily do. The draconian measures are coming out. And so that's what I Googled right here, hospital crisis, and hospitals are short of workers, Washington hospitals, crisis mode, Oregon governor issues, Washington health. And the thing that I'm noticing in the pattern is those states that are more northerly, those that are near the coast. That's kind of where we saw it whenever COVID just started, remember? The nursing homes are out in Washington, Oregon. Then a huge increase in children going to the emergency room with suicidal thoughts. Pediatric hospitals in crisis mode, respiratory season. And this is still November. The families haven't even got together yet at the holidays whenever this is going to get worse. Everything's going to spread more. Those of you that are non-vaxxers and are on your NanoSil are going to be meeting with family members. Some of you are. I'm not. You'll be meeting with family members that are vaxxed and they're going to, not deliberately, but going to transfect you. Mental health epidemic creates emergency department backlog. So, I mean, it's just going to go on and on and on and on. And things are just going to continue to get worse. And Brad.
A document has been leaked out of Germany, in its military, warning that the government needs to get ready immediately for an unannounced invasion into Germany by Russia. This secret document leaked from the German army warns that the government and the military must prepare for an immediate Russian attack on Germany that will happen without warning, and its consequences, according to the document, will be devastating.
Yeah. Though, a lot of people believe that China's going to go into Taiwan and that Russia is going to be focusing in Ukraine. And it's obvious to me that Russia and China, this is a global thing. They're BRICS too. They've been doing it for 20 years. That's a global thing. What they're doing now is part of that. The economic side is what they're showing everybody, and the military side is what's being signed. The documents are being signed behind the scenes. You can see animosity. You can see it in these headlines that I just showed you today, even with France fearing the United States. And think about how France is going to be, the position they're going to be with Russia and China, and Russia invades Germany, and the French are scared to be in a relationship with the Americans. That the French are shedding, like Switzerland, they're shedding their reserves of dollars. That's one of the reasons that our stock market's going up, along with the collapse of the cryptocurrency. Obviously, has to go somewhere, right? Money has to go somewhere. And that, so it's been going, it's making everything look like things are better here in the United States than they really are. So the economic news keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The stock market keeps going up because there's nowhere else to dump those dollars. Nowhere where they think they can get, the number of dollars coming into the system is what's feeding the increase, but all of those hedge fund managers, all of those investors, the ones that are on the, that know what's happening, they know that they're going to push it higher and higher and higher. With, has nothing to do with the numbers in the economy or anything. It has to do with the money that's coming in that nobody knows what to do with it. So they're going to run it up and then they're going to sell, 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 and the system's going to collapse. And they know it. That's the report that I have for you for today. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at Terrell03.com. I'll see you on the Black Star Update report that's coming out tomorrow.